Everybody knows there's not a better time.
Hey, welcome everybody to a very special holiday episode and special presentation, actually. And we're joined by some of our good friends from We Speak Dispatchers, Joe and Leslie right there. Welcome over here to Show Walter & Company's little special presentation today. And it's our We Speak Dispatch crew. So
for the last 3 years, we've had a holiday cheer contest on our website and our social media pages. And it was born out of COVID. Like, who didn't need a little bit of cheer in 2020? We had so much fun doing it that we've kept it going. So here's year three. And this year we received so many unbelievable nominations for people who go above and beyond to make communication centers just a little bit better.
It was the craziest thing to read all these nominations. There are so many cool people doing so many cool things out there that I'm like, it was really hard to make a decision. I mean, after we reviewed everything, we had to come up with a winner and two runners up. And I'm like, I felt so bad. I'm like, I want to give everybody a box of presents and stuff. So I was like, we have to do something. We had to pick, and man, we got our winners right there. So
we're joined by our nominee, Laura, and the person who nominated her, Leah. And we're excited to hear about the things that Laura does in her comm center to make it so cheerful year round. I was reading some of the stuff and I'm just like, a lot of work goes into that.
And just so we know, the two runners up are going to receive a special prize too. It's in the mail. I mailed it today. And everybody else that was nominated, we're going to try to give you, I mean, there's cards coming to you. We're going to try to put your names up on everything to say, man, although we didn't win, you're still great. And what you're doing is really impressive out there. So, all right. So Leah, tell us about what Laura did to earn your nomination.
Well, when I saw the contest come through on your Facebook page, I was like, that's Laura. She's amazing. She is involved in so many layers of what makes our dispatch center a special place to work. And she's always trying to come up with things to engage our work family. You know, it's such a stressful job. So they have family dinner. She plans all sorts of activities. And it is a lot of work to do that. We plan our holidays and Dispatcher Appreciation Week out a year in advance. We've already talked about next year's holiday theme.
No pressure to anybody
putting stuff together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And not just the special events, but the day-to-day important things too is what Laura excels in, is responding to taking care of staff in traumatic events and making our culture just so welcoming and friendly and supportive.
You don't hear that very often in a concert, welcoming and friendly.
No, and it's so important.
Yeah,
it's a tough job. We want to make sure that we don't make it any harder. So we look for people for our team that, you know, are compassionate and want to take care of not just our field responders, but each other. And Laura sets that standard. I mean, the bar is super high.
She said, you just like leap over the bar. Yeah. Like, she
didn't even like, it's amazing. I'm like, holy mackerel, what in the world is with this girl? I'm like, but did you tell her you were going to nominate her, or did you just do it and
nope.
say, let's see what happens?
Aww.
Oh, I love that.
I had no idea.
That is so cool. All right, Laura, so now it's coming to you. So tell us about how long you've been on and what's, you know, tell us about a little bit about yourself there.
So I've been a dispatcher for about almost eight years,
okay.
And a supervisor for just a couple of years, and I worked the grave shift. And I originally knew that I wanted to do this shortly after I put myself through the police academy. I did a little sit-along actually at this agency and a couple of others. And when I sat with the women and the men, I was like, wow, they're just absolutely amazing. And so then I totally changed my mindset, and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a dispatcher. And just kind of put that as my goal. And then I became a dispatcher. And I kind of just am the way that I am. I think that, you know, everybody should be treated the way that I want to be treated. I try to bring a little magic to dispatch and keep everybody's cup as full as possible. And listening and trying to just do the best that I can for everybody. And so that's
wow.
That's awesome. Like, I love it. Like, I'm a crafter and I like to do fun stuff and I like to do fun activities at work. But I saw your like weekly list from like telecommunications week and Christmas week. And I'm like,
yeah, we shared the pictures with Leslie and Joe and said, take a look at this, girl.
Yeah,
it's like, this is crazy.
It's impressive. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Laura, my question would be, for everybody listening, what has been one of your favorite themes or one of your favorite meals, or what would you recommend other dispatch centers do to liven the mood?
Gosh, there's so many. I really love every theme that we've done so far. I feel like I like the changing of the themes too, because it really brings like an extra new, fresh feeling into dispatch. Gosh, I think one of my favorites, if I had to pick, maybe would have been our Winter Wonderland theme that we did just a couple of years ago. Everybody got really competitive with snowflakes, and dispatch was full of these beautiful snowflakes, little fairy snowflakes. It was amazing. And so that was probably one of my favorite ones, just because it turns into this like Winter Wonderland.
From the ones that Leah sent us, I love the passport one with the different countries every day of the week.
That was a lot of fun.
The read and look at and stuff.
Thank you.
You've been doing it the whole time you've been a dispatcher. I mean, have you just brought this forward and said, hey, we should be doing this kind of stuff and make it a better place, or?
So I try to just bring ideas to people. I'm really lucky that I have wonderful management and Leah, and she supports me and my creative outlook and allows me to bring ideas to the table. And everybody's been really open to me, you know, trying to make things better. And so I've been really lucky.
That's awesome. We were on a podcast last week talking about ways you can be cheerful and things to bring to a comm center that don't have to cost a lot of money, and a lot of your ideas are very simple and easy.
Yeah.
Like they don't cost a lot of money, like a hot chocolate bar. Like,
yeah, it's super cheap. I mean, Costco hot chocolate's like $6. So it's really easy. It's really a great way to just give something warm and delicious and, you know, sugar and
I love that you had a lot of ideas that didn't involve a whole lot of money that anybody could really participate and do. So that's always a big thing.
Because budget's always the thing. So we've got to make sure that we keep within budget. And a lot of that is just creating things too. And
are you given a budget by YOLO, or do you have the dispatchers kind of contribute?
No, we don't have the dispatchers contribute towards anything. It's all donation-based, so we do outreach and reach out to others in the community and see if they'll do donations, as well as we do internal between, we have like a snack bar and things like that that we use some funds from to assist with that. Wow. Nothing comes from our dispatchers. In fact, most of the decorations and things like that, we have some volunteers, but I try not to impact anybody at all with them having to do any work, so that way they can just enjoy it. And so
that's
the main goal.
And the agency does support some of the budget too.
Yeah. And I think that, because how many We Speak Dispatch episodes have we had where we talk about how a negative culture can just bring the whole system down? Or if somebody tries to do something positive and then they go to their supervisor, their manager, their director, and their director's like, nah, no, we're not doing that. I think it's a testament to, you know, both sides of the house that Laura, what you're doing, and you said, you know, that you've got very supportive management. So they're saying yes to things. And then Leah, that you kind of have given her the carte blanche to do whatever, because wouldn't it be great if every single episode we talked about how great the culture is? I just had my niece who started a dispatch job. She was hired up in north of where you are, in a different state. I'll just leave it at that. And she called
north me of California. Okay.
She called me the other day and said that she left the profession because the workplace was so toxic.
Wow.
Gosh,
that's and crazy. And the two of you said it at the beginning of this episode, this job is hard enough. And so to do that little bit of extra, and Laura, my question is, do you have other people? Because someday you may move on or want to do something else. And are there people who are ready to come in behind you or who are helping you now that can kind of take on some of that role if it gets too much? Because it sounds like you're doing so much.
Yeah, jeez.
I do. I have a wonderful little group of dispatch volunteers that are just wonderful, and they help support me. They also have wonderful ideas too, and they contribute a lot too. And it's really important for me to take on their ideas and, you know, make sure we're implementing those things as well, so that they're also being heard and their ideas are also being shown. So that's the ultimate goal, is I want people to do better because they want to, and also be a part of it because they want to be a part of it. And so I do have a really great group.
I'm curious, have you seen, and I don't know, you know, you've been there for quite a while. Did you see a need and so you filled it? Or this was, you mentioned this was just you, but how has your culture changed because of the intentional morale building and culture that you are bringing to the table?
You know, I think that sometimes I don't notice it as much until people say something to me because I'm just doing what I do. But I have been told by others, my fellow other supervisors or dispatchers, how much it actually has impacted them and helped them and things they look forward to, especially when you're away from your families during the holidays specifically. Yeah. And so those things make, okay, this is right. So we got to keep moving forward with it.
Right.
Wow.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's just so, like, because I mean, like Leslie was saying and Joe says, I mean, I've taught around the country. I've had to teach classes on bullying in the comm center. And it's shocking that just like talk to people and you're like, well, how come? And they're like, we hate these people. And I'm like, really? I mean, you want to be in that kind of environment? It's like, and here we got your stuff. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be
right.
Like this.
Right.
So, you got openings right now?
So Leah, what would you say to some of those supervisors, those managers, that upper management that, you know, why should other agencies implement a program like this or encourage this type of engagement at each ECC? Mm-hmm.
Because happiness matters, right? Like your employees' happiness is important to the success of any business. And we're running a business here to support the communities that we serve and the member agencies. So you have to, if you want to look at it from a perspective of like, what's the right thing to do because it's kind and it's compassionate, absolutely. But also, if you want to have a successful business, you need to have successful employees working for you. So, you know
what's funny about that saying? That saying is right out of John Tapper's book, the guy that did Bart Rescue. I talk about him in class all the time because that's exactly the comment he makes. Successful businesses are built on successful employees. And it's like, the companies have to tell the employees they want them to be successful. And it's like, when I hear comm centers that are just erupting with trouble, and it's like, nobody is showing anybody they want them to be successful. They're just basically go to work, do your damn job. And it's like, when you hear that it can work, let me just ask you this, because I really think you should, because I'm telling you right now, nationwide, they kind of need this stuff. But have you ever thought about doing a presentation at like APCO or NINA or any of those places like that?
You know, we would absolutely love to, but it's always the challenge. Like I'm sure every PSEP out there is, we are busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. So. It's a big thing, and you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And but now you have friends who have a podcast.
So. Yeah. This is easy. This is only 15-20 minutes.
I'm sensing maybe some recurring episodes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think maybe. Wow.
Yeah, because it is so vitally important, and I think so many people, you know, when we'll talk to dispatchers, and they'll always point the finger at the management. You talk to the management, and they're always pointing the finger at the dispatchers. And I think it is the responsibility of everybody who walks in that room to make changes and be held accountable as well to the things that they're doing. And I'm sure, Laura, that there have been times where you've had people who are just like, I don't, no thanks.
That's okay too. It doesn't have to be your thing. That's totally fine.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there are certain people, I've worked with some people that just absolutely do not want to participate with anything. And that's cool. Do that. That's fine. But the rest of us that want to, we're going to have a good time at work. It's going to be a good experience. I mean, when Leslie was talking about, you know, people that have a podcast, I mean, Joe, how many plays do we have on podcasts right now?
Oh, pretty exciting. We just turned over 20,000 plays on the podcast this week.
That's
awesome. And on top of it, we're heard in over 30 different countries. And your ideas are going to not only go nationally, Laura and Leah, but they're going to go internationally.
No,
congratulations to you guys. And what Doug and Jill are doing with this cheer thing. Don't think that there's not also some other special people on here, because what they're doing with their company with Showalter and Company to do this for people around the nation also deserves a shout out. Doug, Jill, it's awesome what you guys do for people so that Leah and Laura can be recognized. And Leah and Laura, you guys keep doing what you're doing because you're really making a difference.
Yeah, it really does make me, I feel so much better knowing that there's people out there that want to do this kind of stuff, that really want to make it a better environment. Instead of seeing people in these bullying classes and stuff.
Right.
Oh my God.
And
it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. I love my meetings with Laura and the planning groups, because so much of what we do day in, day out is not super fun.
No.
So it's a good time to be able to plan these fun activities, and the dispatchers love anything that's a competition. So it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would encourage anybody.
Good for me too.
Oh, absolutely. Because how much easier is it to manage and supervise and interact with people who are glad to be there?
Yeah.
That's a game changer. So I would say to anybody who's listening to this podcast now, if you've got questions on how to start a program or, you know, just getting the ball rolling, let us know. Send us a message on Facebook or Instagram or any of those social media platforms, and then we can reach back out to Leah and Laura. But I am pretty sure that we're going to have them back again so they can really start getting into the weeds of, hey, step one.
Yeah.
Do this. Because it only ever takes one person, just one person.
Yeah.
Power of one.
Yep. It just takes one person who wants to kind of keep pushing.
It is amazing the amount of nominees we got and the amount of people were doing so many things that I'm like, it's just refreshing to hear this kind of stuff. And like, hoy, I mean, cause I don't know. When I teach classes, and I did this class the other day called The Power of Appreciation, and we're talking about how to appreciate people. And I'm like talking about that. And you hear people in the crowd going, they've never said that to me. They've never said that. And I'm like, maybe you should say it to them. Maybe it's a kind of a two-way street here, folks. It's like somebody's got to break the ice and make it a good place to be. And it's just when I see this kind of thing with Laura doing this stuff, and I just, it makes me like, thank God there's people like this still.
We're going to get you
out here.
We'll probably get your box in the mail tomorrow.
It just kept getting and bigger. We're like, good Lord, it's not going to be good.
I wanted you to have it before Christmas, but I was going to send it after we did this.
So yeah,
we'll get it. No
problem at all. Thank you.
But we did update our Facebook page with your name and everything up down there. And we got our new Facebook page, which is going to be shared throughout the year. So everybody who's doing anything around the year can jump in and say, hey, this is, maybe we can put it up there and say, here, contact us. And I really think we're going to put the pictures that you submitted up on there to say,
awesome,
man, this stuff is possible. You can do it. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it. You do it. So it's a big thing out there. So, you know, congratulations to Laura. Thank you for doing that. And Leah, thank you for nominating her. And I'm so happy you got to join us today on our little podcast here. And I'm hoping we're going to get a lot of people asking questions about how can I get a hold of these people? Because when I say people that go to Yolo County, they're like, you only live once? What is
it? Yeah.
It's in Sacramento, just north of Sacramento in the greater California area. And it's like, you know, my thing is, it's like, it doesn't matter where you work or how big your comm center is, it's how you make it, how you make it a good place. I don't care if you got 10 people or 1,000 people, it's how you make it. So I wish you all Merry Christmas right there, and go out and do a great thing. Thanks for everybody for joining us today.
It's that
time. Company, and we'll be glad to take your questions, comments, and everything else. So thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Bye. Hear that sleigh. Santa's on his way.